Hello and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
And
as you can tell by the very special music playing at the beginning of this episode, we have a awesome, cool,
very special illegal music they're playing at the beginning.
Very special illegal music that we started out our... It's not illegal music, it's legal music. It's just if we were making money off of this show, which we are so far from doing, it could be problematic.
Well, we're not that far from not making money because we're not losing money.
We're not losing money. Well, we spent $40 on that microphone, so we're at negative $40 right now.
That's right.
But a very special episode. You know, we call all of our episodes very special episodes.
You said at that time.
But I'm just saying, in general, we always start out going, we have a very special episode.
It's because they all are.
They're special, like, you know,
snowflake.
Disabled children are special. But we do have a special episode, which, as you can tell by the theme song we chose at the beginning, is Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
Django Unchained is coming out. Very excited. Very exciting. Always excited when a Tarantino movie comes out.
I agree.
What's your favorite Tarantino movie?
Well, it's hard to answer. The first one that I was excited to see in the theaters, the first one I was, like, old enough to understand and like them, was the Kill Bill movies.
Okay.
So those will always hold a special place in my heart just because the rest of them I watched by, like, renting the tapes.
And did you appreciate, like, Kill Bill's, like, feminist, like, element?
And not at the time, but now I certainly do.
Now you're all about, like, the strong female murderer lead.
Yeah, I'm all about female murderers, of course. That's why I'm so pro-choice.
All right, Kill Bill is your favorite. Kill Bill, the bride. Would I have sex with the bride? Actually, I mean, I know it's not Pulp Fiction, but it's Tarantino universe. Is that okay? Can we do the bride?
Sure. You mean when she's, like, pregnant?
Well, is it like, do you want to, like, pick a certain time?
I mean, she's always pregnant when she's the bride, right? Is it implied that it's Bill's or that it's that guy's?
Really? It's Bill's baby.
Right?
Yeah, she's pregnant with Bill's.
So that means that
whenever
she meets the new guy, whenever she's the bride, she's super pregnant.
Oh, I'm just calling her the bride because that's, like, basically her name. She's, like, she has no name in it. She's the bride.
Oh.
So...
So you mean at any time?
So yeah, Uma Thurman at any time in that movie.
Another problem I had with that movie, though, was that if Bill is so evil and he raised that daughter from ages 0 to 5, that girl is definitely going to be a murderer. Like, if I had a baby...
That's like one of the whole things of the movies. Like, she's watching those ultra-violent, like, ninja movies as, like, a little kid.
Yeah, if I had a baby and then it got raised by a murderer for 5 years, I would not want that baby back.
Okay, but here's back to the bride.
Okay.
Would I have sex with the bride? And I'm going to actually, hot as Uma Thurman is, hot as she is in that movie, which she's not at her peak hotness in that movie. She's very bloody a lot.
She's dirty.
But she's just... an ultra sexy woman in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go no.
Because?
Because everyone in that movie who had sex with her is now dead.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask, would you have sex with her if she was in a coma?
the dude that had sex with her in the coma is dead?
He deserved it. That's real fucked up.
The poor schmuck that was marrying her. But why was she marrying that dude?
To escape.
Yeah, whatever.
But we really should get back on track.
Back on track. Sorry, we're not doing Kill Bill. We're doing Pulp Fiction.
The classic.
The ultimate Tarantino movie. The best one, definitely.
Yeah, there's some things you can't mess with.
You know, and I don't think, I personally don't think, and I know he's getting into movie talk and how you feel about that, but I don't think he's going to ever top it. I'm sure Django's going to be really good and Glorious Bastards was... fun.
Well, there's something to be said for the first time that someone amazing surprises you.
And it's just like, it's one of those rare, just perfect movies. It's like, you can't replace anyone in that movie with another actor. It's just, it's like, hard to even think about anyone else being Samuel L. Jackson. Like, it wouldn't have worked if it was like Lawrence Fishburne.
No.
I mean, it would have been a good movie still, but, like, Samuel Jackson was so perfect. And John Travolta, like, you know, it couldn't have been Tom Hanks. Like,
Tom Hanks. What role would Tom Hanks have played in that? He could have gotten shot in the face.
It could have been the Gimp. Bring out the Gimp, and it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, no, it's a great... It's awesome. All right, so let's start this off with, I guess, the first woman you really get introduced to. What about Honey Bunny?
Honey Bunny.
For people that are not super familiar, it's the woman who...
It's the British woman at the beginning who robs the diner. Honey Bunny. Wait, is she Honey Bunny?
Yes.
What'd she call the boyfriend?
Unclear. I do not remember right now what she randomly called Pumpkin? That boyfriend. Sure. Let's not dwell on this.
All right. All right, no more dead air time as I dwell on things. Well, it's very interesting. A, I had a British drama teacher in high school who is like a spitting image of Amanda Plummer. Same voice, same like kinder dirty red hair, same frazzled look. And like, I could never even imagine sleeping with that drama teacher.
Well, Honeybun is not really the nicest or most sympathetic character.
She's a little crazy. It's the type of thing where she's crazy in a way where I'm almost not even that interested in the crazy sex we would have.
No. And it's really annoying that she is, like, on one hand, totally out of control and robbing a diner, and on the other hand, is super weak and, like, can't actually shoot anyone. So she's the worst of both worlds.
She seems very unstable.
She's unstable and not even unstable enough to shoot someone.
And I just don't think I have anything in common with her.
Yeah. What it's brought
like,
them?
It's like maybe if this was like a one night stand where I was beyond blackout drunk and never had to see her again.
Right. And that guy just comes in the middle and he beats you up.
But it's just like you wake up in the morning and she's there and you're like, please get out of my place. And just don't ever try and contact me again. Oh, that would be the worst to try and get rid of her too.
Yeah. Let's go to this great diner I know about.
When I was in high school making movies, I started one of my unfinished masterworks from high school. I started making a parody movie of Pulp Fiction called Pulp Nonfiction. And it was Pulp Fiction about books.
Okay.
So for the opening diner scene, we did... that they were talking about robbing a library. Like, nobody robs libraries. There's all these late fees. There's got to be, like, at least $3.50 in change in there. And then, like, they got up and they're like, everyone be cool, this is a robbery. And then the librarian goes, shh, and the music rolled.
Pulp Nonfiction.
Instead of the Christopher Walken character, instead of hiding a... watch up his ass for all those years. He's hiding a book, a dictionary. So it's a little absurdist.
You actually called me out on this once, one of my jokes, where it's a fine joke, but it's just a one-liner. You throw it away. You don't go into it. And the fact that, like, it's kind of funny that, like, as a high schooler, like, let's devote, like, an hour to this. Let's just really draw out this little joke we've thought about.
Draw an hour, please. We devoted like weeks to this.
Oh my God.
And then didn't finish. And then eventually we're like, this is retarded.
My high school comedy attempts were all confined to the school newspaper, which I was the editor of. And it was like, we just did this April Fool's episode. Error issue, and it was just terrible. Those were the worst jokes. I was writing those jokes and being upset at how bad they were. Just so, so upset.
See, I've regressed in that way where in
so
high school...
So Pulp Nonfiction was your best idea.
Well, no, not so much that I think it was that I was having great ideas, but it was like back in high school, I was like, I am the best. This movie is the funniest. This article I wrote's hilarious. And now I'm like, I might be terrible, and I just don't know. What have I created? This is the worst.
Put all my big eggs in this basket.
Seems there's just so much more stakes involved now.
Yeah, now that parents don't just pay for everything. I did not appreciate that.
Now that not only do parents not pay for everything, but it's just like, it matters if it's actually good. Didn't matter if I made pulp nonfiction and nobody liked it.
Right.
That being said, anyone who saw the rough scenes thought it was fantastic.
Of course. You know, I guess parents, it's not really fair because when you're a minor, parents are paying for everything. They're also dictating your entire life. Like, you don't get to make your own choices. You need, like, some gap years where they're just paying your way completely, but you're allowed to do whatever. I guess that's what college is supposed to be, but college was very stressful for me. I did not find it a time of relaxation.
You just need to chill out a little more, Robin.
But you were also stressed during college.
I was, you know, it was just like, I don't know if that's so true. There were times where I was stressed during college, for sure. It was a very weird, college was like a weird time in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, if your parents are going to saddle you, as mine did, with genetic dispositions towards depression, then you really deserve, like, three... So, okay, so college, you were working out your suicidal thoughts. Then, now you deserve, like, 3 years where we pay all your bills. That's what I want now.
It's weird, yeah. I feel like they say, like, college... I believe, you know, this might be just another fact I'm throwing out that's completely inaccurate. They say, like, the college age, like, range around that age is, like, the time where you're most likely to commit suicide.
Yeah. I mean, I could believe it. That's, like, I don't really feel like I'll ever be as depressed as I was in college.
I could see it.
That's because I'm never going to move back to Georgia.
But, I don't know, you know, it's just, you know, it's also the time where you're making the biggest deal out of nothing. It's like, I'm going to fail this test. I'm going to kill myself.
But you're also not a college graduate, right? So it's like before, just to become like a part of nice, snobby, upper middle class America, you have to have that college degree. And before you get it, you really haven't done anything. Like, everyone graduates high school.
You know, but I also remember growing up, like, every year, my teachers would be like, oh, you wait till third grade. You think
right.
You think second grade's easy. You're going to get a rude awakening in third
grade. You're going to have to write in cursive.
And then they're like, you just wait till junior high starts. That's when things are really going to get tough. You just wait. And I keep freaking out about how, like, the next section's going to be so tough. Then you're in junior high, like, you just wait till high school. That's when they're really going to whip you into shape. And then I'm in high school and they're like, oh, when you go to college, it's not going to be so easy anymore. And that was the easiest.
Yeah, well,
I felt like for me, it just got progressively easier.
Once you enroll into a PhD program in a hard science, they're going to back up their promises of making it hard. There's no empty promises.
I guess they weren't anticipating I would go to film school when they were telling me this about college.
They are perfectly happy to make your life more miserable than you knew it could be when you're in one of those graduate school programs.
I'm more impressed with the people in film school who got bad grades. Like, how'd you do it?
What was your tactic?
It was so easy. How'd you make it so hard? I was doing a lot of heroin.
Well, okay. All right. So that covers Honey Bunny.
and thus we're done with Honey Bunny. Okay, so Honey Bunny, let's now do, well, I call them pumpkins, so I'm going to keep going with that.
The boyfriend,
Tim Roth.
I mean, I don't really know, what else has Tim Roth been in? I don't really know him as an actor.
Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, he's also being murdered then.
He was also, well, he didn't get murdered in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
He did get murdered in Reservoir Dogs. Sorry to spoil that for you if you haven't seen Reservoir Dogs. Tim Roth, I was like, I'm thinking of, he was in the Hulk movie. Did you see the recent Hulk movie with Ed Norton?
No, but I am seeing on his Wikipedia that he was in Planet of the Apes.
Yes, the really bad one.
The one where
Tim Burton decided to ruin Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that was... I hate Tim Burton. Was that the one before the James Franco one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's real bad.
You hate Tim Burton? You just hate Tim Burton?
I hate Tim Burton. He's like...
You don't like Beetlejuice?
Like, he's the point where if I was, like, a fancy Hollywood party and he was in the corner looking bored, I wouldn't go up and say hi.
Well, that would be a big mistake.
No, it wouldn't, because he...
I feel like you could be in a Tim Burton movie.
It's very upsetting for you to say. I hate him so much. He has really? No artistic integrity.
You hate Well, not anymore.
Here's what... I actually read this article on some website, and I really agree with it. And it was called, Tim Burton is a great art director and nothing else. Like, he does not need to be directing, writing, choosing what words comes out of people's mouths. Have you seen the Alice in Wonderland movie? Because it was the worst thing I've ever seen. I've seen Little Toaster, Brave Little Toaster Goes to Mars, and I'd rather watch that.
Listen, Robin. Tim Burton has gone off the deep end. He gets too much money now. There's no limitations put on him. But early Tim Burton, all the way, like, I think he's pretty flawless up through Ed Wood.
But I looked at this article, the same one that said that, and...
And because it's an article, it must be true.
Yes, and on the internet. And it was saying that, like, all the early ones, he wasn't just, like, completely creative and control. Like, everyone else wrote everything. Like, he is just not a good director. I just think that he has no quality. It's just, like, great. You've managed to turn Hot Topic into a movie. We get it. Just... Oh, please go away now forever. Like, I'm deep. I have eyeliner on and it's crooked. I'm deep. I'm better than you. My life is dark. I'm deep.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the point. It's like, this is how creative artists kind of lose their edge. Because at one time, he was this angry, deep person who... was churning out... Look, no, his movies, his early films are wild, unbelievable fantasies. Edward Scissorhands, it's a great movie.
I hate that movie.
Well, it's you're, so stupid. You're wrong, because Edward Scissorhands is a phenomenal movie. Film. As is Beetlejuice and Ed Wood.
I bet you... Beetlejuice is maybe good because it has jokes, and I bet he didn't write any of them.
Beetlejuice is hilarious. I believe you wrote the script.
Dead air. Well, Josh types in how much Tim Burton sucks. Tim Burton is the worst. I wish he was dead. No, I hate... One of the reasons why Edward Scissorhands is stupid. One, all the characters are terrible, and I don't have any sympathy for the stupid Scissorhands guys.
Fine. Wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was one of the many thousands of writers?
No. He was none of them.
Okay, there we go. Like, okay, if you need a character to have shitty eyeliner, great. Hire Tim Burton for $1 billion. But if you don't need anything else, I hate him so much.
Beetlejuice is a well-directed movie. He just should not be writing his movies. I don't even know if he is writing his movies today.
He should only be allowed to decorate sets for Halloween.
No, I think the problem is maybe...
terrible.
Well, no, that he's become, you know, he probably has creative control of his films now.
Which is a mistake.
But the creative control comes from, like, him wanting to go the boardroom movie route.
What's a boardroom?
Like, people in a boardroom coming up with a movie. Like, Adam Sandler goes to an island and meets a girl.
A kooky girl.
A kooky girl who doesn't remember anything.
Job well done. Let's all go home.
Rob Schneider is a pickle. These are all South Park jokes.
Nope. So, Tim Roth, I'm neutral on. I have no opinion.
You have no opinion?
I have no opinion.
Would you just not have sex with him because...
The character in the movie, he's like a robber, so probably not.
He's a criminal. But are you attracted to, like, that dangerous, edgy guy at all?
Maybe if he's, like, a kingpin, but not just, like, I'm desperate and I'm dating Honey Bunny and I'm in a diner robbing it. That's not really...
And he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, and he's, like, obviously a pussy compared to John Travolta and Samuel Jackson.
Well, John Travolta and Samuel Jackson are real fucking criminals.
Yeah. All right, so no on the character that Tim Roth plays.
Wait. I'm not done kind of exploring this for a second. I know we're going to go real long because okay. we're spending so much time on Tim Roth and Honey Bunny.
Okay.
But just as like a pure physical.
Oh yeah, I saw him when he was young, and yeah, but now no.
And what about the accent? Are you attracted to accents at all? Does a British accent do anything for you?
Oh, I really like the British accent, but as I remember, he doesn't have a classy British. I'm not into Cockney. I'm not into like low class British accent.
You're not into low class.
I'm into British. Like Hugh Grant. I mentioned that last episode. You guys, I really like Hugh Grant. Not Hugh Grant currently. Hugh Grant 20 years ago.
But you don't think like maybe you can meet him at a bar and he's like coming up with you, he's using his Cockney accent. But he's like real charming, and there's like an edge to him because he is a dangerous criminal. But you don't really know this yet.
No,
You're not watching him like rob a diner. You're watching him like come in like this dangerous criminal guy, like comes up to you. He's like, "What's up?"
No, I'd just be scared of him.
Yeah, no, you're not, and you'd think he has a disease.
Yeah, I would know because you know Honey Bunny's not clean.
Why do we know Honey Bunny's not clean?
She's gross.
What if they've only been with each other and just gotten gross? And just, like, grown up gross together.
Well, then Tim Roth isn't hitting on me if he's so in love with Honey Bunny.
He's like, "I'm in love with this girl, but I've just seen you, and it's like, I don't even care about her anymore."
All right, have you done your accent long enough to feel like we can move on?
He's not charming you? All right, fine, moving on.
All right, so let's go to, what about Bruce Willis's French girlfriend?
She's got, so it's like, she's so fucking stupid.
Well, but she's really nice, though.
She's just dumb as nails.
She's not savvy. Let's give her the
She's dumb as nails. She's like, she's responsible for John Travolta's death, indirectly.
Because she forgets the watch.
And she's very annoying. But those things being said, she is attractive. She's got a great body.
She's cute and she's really nice. She's sweet.
She's very sweet and very caring and loving. And as annoying as she is, that accent is also kind of a turn on. So like we're talking about just banging her.
That's our
show. All right, who would you do / date? New name of our show.
Yeah.
I would definitely sleep with her. Yeah, I mean, who am I to, like, say no to her right now in my
life? Also has some really great lines in the movie. She's talking about the
pot belly.
Yeah, the pot belly, and she's talking just in general. I don't know. They have that whole scene together. It's a good scene.
Yeah, no, she's cute. She seems sweet. She's a sweet girlfriend. It's the kind of girl, you know, you date for a while, and you get a little bored of, and you feel like you're better than you move on.
Yeah. I think you definitely start to feel like you're better than her because she's so stupid.
It's not like that Annie Hall situation where she's like, "Oh, he's so much smarter than me, this isn't going to work out." But it's like, no, you're still a smart, interesting, cool girl.
Right.
It's like one of the situations where it's like, yeah, I am a little too smart to date you for that long. Like, get married or anything. This is going to be fleeting. So that's my answer for her. So, you know, I'll throw it right back at you. What about Bruce Willis?
This movie, I mean, as a person, like, he's obviously, like, I mean, he has terrible Demi choice, like, picks. Like, that's terrible.
Wait, Demi is a terrible choice? You're telling
me... As far as being crazy.
Yeah, but you're telling me peak hotness Demi, who was so hot, like, at peak hotness. It's ridiculous. That body is just out of control.
But... And she's like, crazy.
Is it that she's crazy or she's gone crazy?
You don't just go crazy. You don't just choose to marry Ashton. The day that decision was made, she was crazy.
Does that make him crazy too?
Yes, because you don't...
Just choose to marry a woman who's like 30 years older than you?
Oh, Ashton, it makes Bruce Willis crazy because you don't... He had red flags about her being crazy.
What are these red flags?
We don't know. But I'm saying that, like, none of your exes who you thought were sensible would then marry Ashton Kutcher. Like, you would have red flags.
But, like, do we know the details of the end of their relationship, Bruce Willis and Demi Moore?
Demi Moore was crazy and wanted to fuck a 20-year-old.
No, but they didn't... It wasn't that they broke up and... It wasn't, like, an instantaneous thing.
Whatever it was that she was crazy. She's an insane person. Like, that's the take-home message, is that if you're doing whippets and ODing at 50 and marrying Ashton Kutcher at 40, then at 30 and 20, you're not sane. You don't just lose it randomly. She didn't, like, have an anvil fall on her head.
Well, like, okay. Yeah, obviously she's got issues. But regardless of having issues, beautiful, beautiful woman, talented woman, successful woman.
Right.
You're a mega star actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bruce Willis, you know, I feel like if they're, I feel like I look like a Jewish Bruce Willis in a way.
I'm saying every year of sweetness he got with the hottest woman on earth, he got a year of having to watch that woman be married to Ashton Kutcher.
But what does that matter to Bruce Willis?
It's ridiculous. I don't know. I guess he doesn't care.
I mean, he's probably was like, "What? Come on, Demi, what are you doing?" But also, like, relating to her on a deeper level, because that was probably the real relationship she had in her life.
Ugh. Yeah, well, now she's just crazy.
In a way, you know, her, she very much is kind of like a female version of him in movies.
Just tough and stuff?
Yeah, she's like the hot, tough girl. And he's like the, you know, shabby, tough guy. And they're like kind of like an equal level of fame in like each of their, like as an actor and actress. They were kind of like a perfect match.
Except she's insane.
Who's to say Bruce Willis isn't insane?
No, we don't know. Yeah, because he picked me, so he's got to be fucked up somehow.
Nah, Bruce Willis also just seems like the man.
Well, all right, so Bruce Willis...
But we're not asking about Bruce Willis.
We're asking about the character.
We're asking about Butch.
One, out of all the athletes, I would still say that I'm neutral on athletes. I just don't want... Please do not do what you just did with my toy.
I didn't... Oh, well, sorry.
All right, let's just... That'll be that. Now, Bruce Willis, out of all the athletes, I think that I'm neutral on them. I just don't want people to be focused with athletics, but I actually do hate boxers. Like, I think that they're terrible. They're really stupid. They get punched in the head.
Yeah, but you saw how sweet he was with the girlfriend.
But he actually was just acting and didn't actually get punched in the head a bunch of times.
But you have to treat it as the person who... And he's a successful boxer.
Also,
he was a winner.
Is it clear why he took that dirty thing?
What?
Why did Bruce Willis not just continue his career? Why did he do that dirty thing?
Well, the whole thing is that he took the money and then bet all that money on himself.
No, I understand. But why did he need money so badly? Why, if he was, like, already a boxer, why couldn't he just have the original dirty money or not do the dirty deal at all?
He's just a slimeball like everyone else in the movie.
So he just... See, that's, like, scary. Why is he doing that?
Because he's, you know, they're all crazy criminals in the movie. He's his own type of crazy criminal.
See, that, I'm thinking I'm going to have a problem with all of them because of this, like, weird criminal streak I'm not interested in.
But we're not talking about dating. We're talking about banging.
Like, yeah, if I met him at a bar or something and he, like, swooned me, then definitely. He got the French girlfriend. He's obviously charismatic. But I would not want to be the French girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I could not see you being in a relationship with anyone in this film.
No. And we never
Maybe I could see you being in a relationship with, like, a younger version of Harvey Keitel's character.
Oh, that'd be kind of scary.
The wolf? He's, like, the classy guy.
Yeah, but he's also, like, a classy murderer guy.
He's not really a murderer. He's a cleanup guy.
But he's definitely murdered people.
Not necessarily.
There's no way he got that job and he hasn't murdered anyone.
No, probably because he's just good at, like, getting rid of murders. It doesn't mean you're a murderer.
How would you know that you're good at getting rid of murderers and murders... Unless you had murdered people.
You're hanging out with your buddy. He accidentally murdered
someone. And then you're just randomly
And then
so
you're like,
good at
you're like, all right, I'm thinking this through right now. I think what we need to do is this, 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 and this. It works. Guy never gets caught. He saved his friend's life. He's like, huh, I'm pretty fucking good at this. Someone hears about
randomly.
The story.
He's obviously in the mob and learns about it. Just so you guys know, Josh is destroying my Futurama toy of Fry that I brought down from my desk.
I'm going to put it here. It's going back on your side of the desk.
Never touch it again. I'm going to put poison on it. I'm going to take lab poison and sprinkle it all over him. And then when you touch it and then you lick your finger, then you're going to die.
And then you're going to need to call your boyfriend, Harvey Keitel, to come and get rid of my body because you've just murdered me.
Oh, thank God. I'm going out with him.
But just since we're on it, would he be a yes?
Well, do we think that he would... He's calm and collected, but he's also, like, over the age of 50 in this movie. But I bet that, like, 30 years ago, he was all, like, wild and crazy, and only after many experiences learned how to calm down.
But, like, okay, so, like, you know...
If he was
older,
still
even,
calm...
Even as the older man, like, you don't have, like, the... You don't think at all, like, oh, attractive, intelligent, charismatic, together, wealthy... socialite older man.
Okay, here's what I could see with a lot of these guys. If I was me, but I had just had a really damaged childhood, then I could, like, get into a lot of them. So, like, me
then
currently...
Then you would get into a lot of them.
Right. So, like, me currently, no. I'm not into any of them. But if I had, like, had some, like, fucked up past and, like, had to, like, see some really terrible things before I was ready to see them, then, yeah, definitely. He'd be, like, a stable person who seems like he'd keep me protected.
What about a very broken Robin? What about a Robin today who just, like, things start to fall apart? You don't, like, your school's like, listen, you can't have that master's degree. And then your boyfriend breaks up with you. And
I don't really see my anything getting it so bad that I couldn't
anything
just move back
like
in.
That is like all this stuff is gonna happen.
No, I'm
Robin.
Saying I would just move back to my parents' house.
Yeah, but then you're living at home.
Yeah,
you've been dumped. You spent all this time, energy, and money on a degree that you didn't get, and you're living at home. And you just haven't slept with anyone in a while, and you're out, and all of a sudden this classy-ass, intelligent, older man decides to come try and charm you.
No. That wouldn't happen. I'm sorry. I wouldn't be. That's not even broke. Something terrible have to happen to me.
Leave me alone. Like, I'm going to go back to my parents' house.
That's right. I have a lot of episodes of the Real Housewives DVR.
And a lot of crying to do.
Don't have any time for this.
Got a lot of crying to do.
I'd be fine if those two things happened. I just move back and hang out with my friends from high school. It's not like they're doing anything. I have so many high school
friends. And all your friends from high school are getting married.
None of them are getting married.
I'm just saying, in this scenario, they're all getting married.
Still fine.
You're just at home.
Don't care. Don't care. It'd be fine. That sounds like a fine life.
Fine life of living in your parents' house? Come on. You would go insane. You would go nuts. You would hate that.
I'd move to the garage.
Move to the garage. Yeah, fine. Have fun living in the garage.
Yeah. It'd be fine. Anyway. All right. Moving along. Let's go to... Let's just do... What about the crazy cab driver that talks to Bruce Willis?
Yeah, she's... weird and sexy.
So, you'd be into her?
I mean, who would you do? Yes. Who would I date? No.
You don't girls that are into killing?
And what was it like to kill a man? I don't know. Well, this was interesting. I'd have to lie to her so much.
I murdered so many
people,
babe.
I'd end up
babe.
In this whole story where, like, I've told all these lies about, like, killing people. And then she's like, well, I'm really an undercover cop. And now you're right. Going to jail. Like, no, I was lying. I thought you were like that from that movie. Or she'd just think I'm this really bad guy. And she'd be like, I need you to kill someone for me. And then all of a sudden I'm embroidered in this plot that I wasn't planning on. I'm doing it all just to get laid.
Oh, man, I heard the worst story ever on the radio about this undercover cop who went inside a high school to, like, see, like, drug dealer kids. And she was, like, this, like, 21-year-old or something. And she went in as, like, a high school senior. And this one guy had a huge crush on her and was, like, in love with her for, like, 6 months. And every day this girl, like, this cop would dress up sluttily and was, like, in a classroom, like, a student. And would be, like, I just, like, really need some weed. I just, like, really need some pot. Like, I don't know where I can get weed. Like, can you get it for me? And after 6 months of asking every day, this guy, like, got his friend some pot and then gave it to her and was, like, oh, I have to give my friend $40 for it. And then she gives him the money and then she arrests this kid. It was the most depressing story I'd ever heard.
Really? She's going undercover to arrest this douchey kid who doesn't even smoke pot for buying $40 of weed?
Yeah.
That's where our tax dollars are going?
6 months undercover. In a high school.
That is of 6 months undercover and they got a $40 weed buying drug bust.
And that kid is, like, ruined. He was, like, going to, like, a... He, like, comes from a poor family and he, like, had all these scholarships. And you can't get them when you have a drug bust.
Ugh. That girl is the worst.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. Like, he asked, like, her to the prom. He just wanted to go to the prom with her and all this stuff.
Does this woman have no heart? Like, that's entrapment. That's total entrapment. Right? Is that not entrapment? Like, this kid had no intentions of buying weed.
No, or doing them. But, and it was, like, 6 months, too. It wasn't, like, the next day he just showed up with the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's just such clear entrapment, in my opinion. In my legal expert opinion.
It was really sad to listen to. It's on This American Life.
And was there a resolution to the story, or is that just where the story's at?
Well, then they interviewed the woman, and she was, like, being really bitchy. She just sounded like a cop, right? She's like, well, the suspect delivered the drugs to me on this date and required that I pay him on this date, blah, 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 blah. And it was like, it was a kid that was in love with you that you flirted with.
Entrapment. Ugh. I hate that. I hate that woman now.
Well, you should hate the system.
I've already got problems with cops and women, and she's like a combination of both.
It wasn't like she was thought of this job. She just got assigned there because she looked young.
Yeah, but again, like I was saying, a problem with cops and women, and she's both. But anyway, what were we talking about? Who were we on?
You were on the cab driver.
I was on the cab driver. I mean, she was weird. I don't know, just something exciting about her. Something interesting, intriguing. She had a lot of sex appeal. She had a lot of sex appeal.
Okay.
I'm not trying to bring that woman home to my parents.
No. Definitely not. Have your parents murdered anyone?
Yes.
My soul.
All right. So
I got a lot more.
Yeah, you got a lot.
You're going to have to run through a few.
There's so many dudes. I mean, like, okay, so just real quick. Real quick. The Gimp?
No.
The pawn shop owner?
No.
Zed.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead.
No.
Zed's the cop guy that rapes Ving Rhames.
Let's see. No.
He was not a bad-looking dude.
He's raping Ving Rhames. Do you need more information right now?
All right. You want to? There's a couple more girls that I could do.
Okay. Then let's go to. Well, do you know? I know you know because I told you. But Kathy Griffin is in this movie very briefly.
And I'm actually going to answer this as though she is Kathy Griffin in the movie.
Okay.
Because she basically is.
Yeah, like, she's an annoying... She's a Seinfeld character.
She is a girl who lives in Los Angeles that happens to witness a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
That can be Kathy Griffin. Man, it's just like... Dealing, like, that's what's so funny about that Seinfeld episode. It's, like, the idea of dealing with breaking up with Kathy Griffin is horrifying. You know, just the amount of annoying that she would be, the amount of just your life that would be revealed.
Oh, right, yeah. All the secrets
she lied. At least I have nothing to worry about in her revealing our sex life.
Oh,
but just just she seems like so much to deal with. That being said, you know, Kathy Griffin at peak Kathy Griffin attractiveness mm-hmm. was not bad.
Right.
No, she's attractive. And I have like a little thing for redheads.
Okay.
Or brunettes or blondes. Just pretty much women.
Just don't have alopecia.
Just don't have... I mean, how hot are we talking about with alopecia?
Just like a sexy cone head.
Yeah, it's like a sexy cone. The cone head girl is super hot. I would have banged the cone head girl with her cone head. The hot cone head girl. And girls with alopecia don't even have the cone.
And they're all waxed down there.
And they're very clean down south.
There's no landing strip even.
It'd just be like THX.
I don't know what that is.
Movie reference, I forgot.
No. Oh!
It's George Lucas' first movie.
Bag on Robin time.
But Kathy Griffin. Ah.
I could see you ending up with the Kathy Griffin type. First marriage.
No, I would never get married. Robin, I need to be the center of attention. That would not happen again. Kathy Griffin would get so annoyed with how little I paid attention to her.
That's true. Yeah.
She would never put up with the way I, like, with the amount of attention I give to her creative endeavors.
Yeah.
No, I need a supportive, quiet girl who laughs at my jokes.
Okay.
Which is not Kathy Griffin. I could also just dealing with her, like, ragging on my jokes when they're bad. It's just, but it's like if she just didn't know who I was and was like drunk enough to not recognize me and we could just have sex and that was that, yes, I would have sex with Kathy Griffin.
All right. Oh, interesting. I did not predict that.
But it's just like have sex with Kathy Griffin. Nobody finds out about it, including her. Okay, so Christopher Walken.
You are just leaving off these big ticket items. I don't know what you want the end of the podcast to be.
I mean, I guess I should give you the big... Well, Christopher Walken's a big ticket item. We'll just have the big ticket items left for you.
All right.
I guess I've been doing that because you've been holding off on my big ticket item.
All right. So, Christopher Walken, the character, a little intense, to say the least. He seems like an honorable... This might be the one person I would actually be with, though, in if it was age-appropriate.
Younger in the movie. He was. I feel like that was, like, the best-looking I've seen Christopher Walken.
Yeah, but he was still way older than I am now.
But he is, like, an attractive guy. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm really not trying to bang anyone. Right now, probably, like, 33 is my cap. So
what are we even doing Pulp Fiction for?
I can imagine. I mean, that's why you just let me say it if it was age appropriate.
Right, if it was age appropriate. Then, you wouldn't just bang him.
No. I'm not going to bang him.
He's this war hero.
No.
He came back. He survived these atrocities.
Would you bang any woman that was over the age of 40 right now?
Yes.
That's because women look... Okay, over fat. Well, okay, well, I just...
I'm currently trying to bang a girl who might be over the age of 40.
Let's hope she doesn't hear this podcast.
Well, we'll get there.
I don't... Maybe it's just because I think it's so creepy.
I'm just going to say this. I'm not worried about this over 40-year-old woman listening to the 40 minutes into...
This
like
one
the 20th episode of our podcast and hearing that I'm trying to bang a girl over 40 right now who hasn't listened to any of them yet and doesn't even know I have a podcast at
the
moment. We
should just start revealing big secrets like over 40 minutes on our podcast to people to listen to that.
And we should start like announcing that a big secret will be revealed at the over 40 minute mark.
No, don't reveal. No, you can't.
No, because then people
skip.
Will listen.
You just go.
Skip.
You got to hear it. It's like, I don't know internet. When it was, but you had to listen for a long time. So, Christopher Walken, yeah, I mean, yeah, he seems like he's a good guy. He's obviously responsible, passionate. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I would be in a relationship with him, the show. He's a good-looking guy.
Honorable. Very honorable.
Very honorable.
Like, extremely honorable.
Down for, you know, butt stuff.
That's a plus for you. If they're down for butt stuff, Robin. Is that on your OkCupid?
You should
message me if you're down for butt stuff. People might misinterpret that. You'll get a lot of messages.
I mean, your butt.
BDW, I'm talking about your butt.
Are you aware that Cosmo is constantly trying to get us to stick our fingers in your butt? Every issue of Cosmo is like the secret you never knew. They want your pinky in their butt all the time. They do it. And I'll give a little survey to the guys. I'm like, is this something? And everyone is like, absolutely not. What are you talking about? I'm like, I wouldn't have even thought of it, but every issue of Cosmo.
Yeah, no, keep your finger out of my butt.
Why is Cosmo doing this to me? I didn't even know it was an option. I'm like, oh, maybe it's like if it's being printed in this glossy magazine. Like, it seems like it's very common. I just didn't know.
You know what? I will say this about what you're talking about, Cosmo. If I am banging some 10, some like solid, undisputable 10, and she's trying to put her finger in my butt, someone I might go with.
Okay.
But if you're not if you shouldn't be married to a football player or like a mega superstar Hollywood actor or something.
Is that just so that when you get questioned by your guy friends what happened, you can be like, but what was with her? It doesn't matter what happened.
I don't know. It just seems like that would be okay.
So if you had a girlfriend for like a year, you wouldn't want her to do that.
Probably not. It's nothing anyone's ever tried, but I'm not trying to go there.
I'm just saying, all these Cosmos leading me down this path of just me talking to these guys.
Have you ever explored that at all?
No. I would never, ever, 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 ever. Unless they were like, yes. And all of them have been like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. I almost take back what I just said.
It's not like I'm trying to.
I don't want anything.
I was mostly curious because all these articles are just constantly talking about how it's the best thing ever. And it seems like a weird little thing.
Yeah, no. I'm rethinking what I just said. And I'm actually just rescinding that. It's more like I would just go with it, not to like...
Because you're with this 10.
Yeah, because I'm with this 10. She's doing that. I'm like, if I tell her to stop, is she going to want me to stop? I'm just going to go with this.
All right, good to know.
It'll only be another minute anyway. All right, so yes, Christopher Walken, because he's into ass stuff. all right, so you want to throw another one at me?
This is your last one.
No, I got two more. You're missing one.
Okay, fine. So what about the drug addict girlfriend?
I mean, as a drug addict girlfriend, like, as a drug addict girl...
She's always down to smoke pot with you.
Yeah, she'd be down to smoke pot. She's very complaining. But you know what? The actress who plays her, I have, like, the biggest crush on. I've had, like, the biggest crush on.
Oh, that's weird.
She's at her... least attractive in that movie.
She's not looking real good in the movie.
She's not looking real good, but you know what? She's still got a banging body underneath those clothes.
All those piercings.
I know that because she's just got a super banging body in every other movie she's in. For those of you who don't know, it's Rosanna Arquette is the actress. And she's just always been smoking. I find her annoying voice really attractive. I don't know, something about her just really, really, really does it for me.
Okay.
Like, you know, assuming she doesn't have heroin AIDS and,
just regs AIDS.
Just saying she doesn't have AIDS via heroin that she does, you know, and we're just banging and wear a condom that doesn't end up causing me to have herpes or anything. I'm real down to bang her.
All right, yeah, I'm looking at a picture from her when she's younger. She looks good.
Hell, I'd have sex with her now. She's still super hot. Maybe, she might be just getting to that point where she's not anymore.
Sad for her.
Is that a weird thing for you when I talk about like that? Like, oh, no, they're just getting to that point where they're no longer hot. No, She still seems smoking in these pictures, even old. Yeah, I'm just real into her.
Man, you really have this crush on her. I had no idea.
This one's no. Yeah, she's just past the point now, I think.
Well, I think she's pretty old, right?
Yeah, she's pretty old. Still not terrible, but really just kind of like past the point. With Hollywood movie makeup on, yes.
Well, do you think as you age, she's born in 1959. Do you think as you age, your standard of beauty will, like you were talking in a couple episodes back about how your grandpa was real into
Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira. So obviously he changed. He was super old, but like 30 years younger than him was still high.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's weird how it works because think about when you're in high school
and you're just a pedophile.
Like, well, you're not even a pedophile. You're almost like, ew, this girl's gross and stuff. And then you get older and you look back and you're like, well, that girl was actually pretty hot back then.
Oh, I see. You're looking back. You're like really. You think that she's gross in high school, and like only a couple girls are hot, and then you're looking back.
And then you're realizing, man, you know, all these girls were in good shape, and
yeah, they were just young.
They were just young. They were just like young and have good skin and right. No diseases, and like, what was my high school brain thinking, not being into them then?
It is kind of ironic that like high school boys have the most access to the girls everyone wants to fuck.
It's like when I met my grandma's friends, she's like, oh, look at him, he's like Cary Grant. And I'm just like, I'm really the furthest possible thing from Cary Grant. But I see where you're coming from.
You just haven't seen anything that's alive for a while.
It's just like, I'm not dead yet.
Right.
I don't have 11 chins.
Yeah. Yeah.
My skin doesn't look like a wallet.
A poorly used wallet.
An old, poorly used off sat on wallet.
That was originally a novelty gift.
But yeah, Rosanna Arquette when she was young. Oh man, like on my top 30 list maybe.
Oh my god. Disgusting list.
Just really, really disgusting list. It's actually a very attractive list. I don't know, it's always had a huge, huge thing for her.
Alright. Good to know. I'll get her to make a celebrity appearance at your next birthday.
Yeah, like
party.
I said, she's a little old now.
She's
way more,
a daughter,
way more attractive than her sister.
Mm. All right, moving along.
Okay, so gotta go back here a little bit. I know who the rest of them are. Well, all right, Ving Rhames. I'm gonna give you since I've only got one left. I'm gonna like jump through a bunch of them with you.
All right. So I don't really find him attractive.
No.
I mean, he's married to Uma Thurman, but I don't.
He's very powerful.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
if
he's
you're involved in that world, Robin, if you're a part of that world, he's probably the person to be with.
No, he's not though, because you don't have any freedom. Like, it'd be better to be with the wolf, you know? It'd be better to.
I see what you're saying.
Like, she's totally controlled.
Or Christopher Walken, because then you're just not really
you're
involved
not really
in that
it.
World.
Yeah, you just, like, have a cameo from... And also, actually, a point, though, is that he was in that flashback, which means at the time the movie's taking place in, he's, like, 25 years older, because Bruce Willis is now an adult.
Yeah, but we're talking about him during the flashback.
So then I'm also back to the 50s also.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I don't, I mean, yeah, he'd be terrifying. I do not want that kind of relationship. So, and he's not, like, super cute. So I gotta go, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's only two more, and they're the biggies.
Yeah.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. So, Sam Jackson.
So, yeah, I think Sam Jackson's good. He's obviously super courageous and heroic. You know, perfectly. He's not, like, I don't find him particularly handsome.
I don't know if I would call him courageous and heroic.
Okay, he's tough.
I would maybe say he's very tough. He's certainly a badass. And he comes to a moral... he starts to see some sort of moral light.
Yeah, I guess I think the heroic thing because he stopped that burglary, but really then I'm the previous parts of the movie.
But he didn't even stop the burglary. He didn't make them give back the money.
No, yeah, he didn't care.
He just made them... Didn't he even let them take his money?
Yeah.
And just made him give back the wallet and the briefcase.
But if you're going to root for someone, you got to root for them, right?
Oh, I mean, he is the person to root for in that movie. He's the man in that movie.
Yeah, so definitely. And I don't think that he's particularly cute on his own, but he's young and he's perfectly fine enough looking in that movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So,
in good shape.
Yeah.
Feel safe with him.
And I'd be like, what the fuck's in that case? What the fuck's in that case? Show it to me right now. And he would. And then I would never tell anyone.
I could see him smacking you around, though.
Maybe. But that's not 100%. It's not out of the question, but it's not definitely going to happen.
I mean, he is a gangster. He is not only a gangster, he's like an assassin murderer gangster.
Yeah, but he's like going to be reformed, right? Like another 5 years, he's going to be out of the game.
Yeah, but you only reform so much.
No. He'll move to like the beach town and like all like be like a beach babe that like, you know, doesn't have anything else going on. And I'll marry him there and then he'll be nice and we'll have a bunch of kids and I'll never know that this happened.
All right, so okay, yes to him. Now, how about JT, John Travolta, Vincent Vega? Oh,
absolutely never, no way. I hate John Travolta. I hate every character he plays. If him and Tim Burton got into a plane, I'd hope it would crash.
That is the most horrible thing that's ever been said on this show.
Well, then you really don't care about the Holocaust.
Well, you've never said anything horrible about the Holocaust.
I guess I'm just making a lot of Jewish jokes.
You just bring up Hitler a lot. We just bring up Hitler a lot. And he's made another appearance in another episode of Who Would You Do with Robin, Josh, and Hitler. Where the Hitler comments just keep on coming. We got to do a Dictators episode sometime.
Yeah.
But there's not really many for me.
There's a lot of queens.
There's
old
some queens.
There's
Bloody Mary and
there's
stuff.
There's that bitch who got smashed in Hawaii. She was like the queen of Hawaii when America took it over.
Oh, I don't know the story.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll save it for the episode.
Okay, yeah. We're already going over.
Yeah. So, no. I hate John Travolta. He's the worst.
And he's like a gross heroin addict in the movie also.
And he's also like a pussy. He's like trying to hit on Uma Thurman and he's like just like doesn't know anything.
He's a pussy? I don't know if I call him a pussy.
He's a doofus, right? He shoots that guy in the head on accident. Isn't that him?
Yeah, he's a doofus.
Yeah, he's a doofus.
A little bit of a doofus.
He dies on the toilet. On the toilet, too. It's the worst. Hate him. Okay.
You know that little piece of trivia.
Okay.
He is brothers. His character
is brothers
with the Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, you knew that?
Mm-hmm. No, I just predicted it as you said it. Oh, I knew it.
Okay.
Wait, I was wondering... crud. Oh, yeah. Do you know what happens to Bruce Willis's timeline?
What do you mean?
Like, the last time you see him, time-wise, is when he's leaving his apartment, right?
Yeah, but he's getting on the bike.
And then you just assume that he's okay?
Uh-huh, because he saved Ving Rhames' life after getting raped. And he's like, listen... We cool now, dude.
But you have to get out of town.
You get out of town and you never come back.
Where
he does.
Okay. My favorite line from the whole movie is, baby, I had to crash that Honda.
Why?
I just think it's so funny.
So you remember, baby, I had to crash that Honda, but you don't remember the line that, like, is right. You couldn't remember the line right after that, which is, like, one of the most famous lines in the movie.
Who's
Zed? Zed's dead, baby.
Oh, no.
Well, whose bike is this? It's Zed's. Who's Zed? Zed's dead.
Oh, no. Got the Honda down, though. That's a hilarious line.
Weird. I don't remember the Honda line.
All right. So we started the episode with her. Let's end it. Uma Thurman in this movie.
I wouldn't give Uma Thurman a foot massage. I'll tell you that much.
I think she's my height, too, so she's going to have some big feet.
It's like she's... Again, another woman who's, like, very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm. She's that scary husband, though, in this movie.
She's very interesting. Her character is maybe like the most interesting person in many ways.
I'm going to tell you about that stupid pilot over and over again, though.
But she's cool. Tarantino makes her cooler than she should be, probably. She should probably be a little more vapid.
Yeah.
But she's not. I mean, that's probably why Ving Rhames likes her.
Yeah.
You know, as long as, like, I could have sex with her and not be murdered.
Right.
Like, yeah, why not? You know?
Do some swing dancing.
Do some swing dancing, steal trophy. Do you know that they steal that trophy?
No.
Another little known piece of trivia. If you pay attention later on the radio, you can hear that the radio talks about how people stole the trophy from the Jackrabbit Slims dance competition.
But they won it. They're not allowed to keep it.
No, they didn't win it. They just stole it. They just took it.
They didn't win the competition.
No.
Oh.
And it's funny. Also, when you look at them dancing, they're not like doing great dancing.
That's why I always was like, why'd they win?
And then if you paid attention, you'd see that they didn't actually win, that they stole the trophy.
All right. Well, that's a good end to the main part of the episode. Josh proving that he knows more trivia than
before we go into the Merry Murder Fuck, I'd like to point out this is our first episode ever going over an hour.
Yeah, it was good characters, and we had a lot of bullshit.
And we did. We always have a lot of bullshit.
You can make up for the kitchen appliances episode.
Nothing. We don't need to make up for that one. We need to make up for this one. All right. Merry Murder Fuck. We're going to do Samuel L. Jackson's character. I'm gonna try and give you three that you like.
Okay.
Samuel L. Jackson's character. But he's, like, 5 years older.
Okay.
Christopher Walken's character.
Okay.
Also 5 years older.
Okay.
And Harvey Keitel's character, 5 years younger.
Okay. You know who we didn't mention?
Who didn't we mention?
Is Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Before we do it, we got to hear your take on Tarantino's character.
Well, because he might be my favorite out of everyone because he's young, he owns a home, and he clearly is dangerous but isn't doing it anymore.
Is he not just like I have a friend who's like crazy and dangerous. I'm not a crazy dangerous person.
But that's better. I don't really want to be attached to the crazy dangerous person. I know what I'm saying.
Was Tarantino really ever crazy? Well, whatever.
He was somehow attached to that world in some way.
Yeah, maybe he went to high school with Samuel Jackson.
Right. So, but he like is there. He like obviously cares about his marriage. He's not like fuck my wife. He's really upset. But he, like, obviously cares about it. He's, like, willing to, like, have his little shitty college sweatshirts and just wear those, you know? And, yeah, he seems responsible. So, he'd probably be my favorite.
Now, what about Quentin Tarantino, the real person?
Real person would be a lot to handle in any capacity. You know, we can also have this piece of trivia, which you don't know, because you have to learn it by reading the Kathy Griffin biography.
But that they dated?
He was trying to fuck her so hard. When this movie came out, when she was in it, he was trying to sleep with her just like every day on set. They became friends. They were like hanging out all the time.
Every day on set? She's in the movie for like 3 seconds.
Yeah, but they were friends and just hanging out all the time.
Okay.
And she kept on being like, no, 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 no. And he kept on, this was his line, he'd always be like, baby, like, I made Pulp Fiction. I can sleep with everyone in the world. I can sleep with you, too. And she was just like, no, we can't. And he's like, I bet you can't not fuck me. And she was like, fine. And they spent the entire night together at his place in his bed. And she wouldn't fuck him for an entire night. And she slept over. And the next day, he's like, I can't believe you didn't fuck me. And she's like, goodbye. But they're still friends. That's what I would do to Tarantino. Because, like, that's, like, the female comic power move. Like, fuck you. You're not going to get this. Like, even if it'd be fun for me, I'm not going to give you the power. It's so much better to have the power over you and not have the experience.
I just got to make Pulp Fiction is what that story tells me. That's what I've learned from that story is I just need to make Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, because he's not a good looking dude.
And by the way, that's why you don't have sex with Kathy Griffin. That's why you don't even become friends with her.
That's why you don't try, because she will crush
you. That's why you don't talk to her about anything.
Isn't that so funny? Because, yeah, I mean, he could do, like, bang all these models, and, like, he probably got all worked up over, like, this, like, you know, okay-looking female comedian.
Because he liked her.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't. It wasn't like he was trying to date her. She probably would have been down for that. He was just trying to bang her. And she just didn't. He didn't care. She didn't care about that.
Hmm. She probably would have been down for dating him.
Probably, yeah. It was like very much like, you should fuck me. I'm Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that was kind of douchey.
It's super douchey. Yeah, I don't think I could handle the level of douche he's bringing to the table. I'd love to like invite to his party.
Would you date him?
Like, I can only imagine that being awful.
Well, you guys are both into nerd things. Different nerd things, but nerd things.
I mean, you'd get to do amazing stuff, but, like, just the rants he would go on. Like, if you tried to be like, I have this idea, he'd just, like, ignore you. He wouldn't care. I can't see him being sensitive in any way. I can see him really yelling at you and, like, shoving around his money and then telling you you have to do what he says because he's the one who pays the goddamn bills anyway.
You know he never graduated from high school?
No, I know that. But, yeah. It's, yeah. I don't think I could date him.
All right, so anyway.
Okay, so marry or fuck of other three people. So we're back to Sam Jackson, older. Christopher Walken, even older.
And Sam Jackson's 10 years older. Christopher Walken's 5 years older. The Wolf is 5 years younger.
So they're all the same age. What age are we putting them at? 50? They're all 50?
They're all 50.
Ugh. So upset about that. I'm not attracted to any 50-year-olds. You just try. I'm just fuck you. I had a nice one. I'm giving you a terrible
they're
one.
They're all 40.
Okay, that's better. Then I would marry Christopher Walken just because I feel like it's the least chance I'd have of getting murdered. And or becoming a widow and my husband's in jail for the rest of his life.
But what if he decides to go back and fight some more?
Fight some more wars?
You gotta go back and fight, Robin.
Well, it's not gonna happen. So, I'd marry Christopher Walken.
I just can't stay away.
Just so I wouldn't get murdered. And then I...
You made no comment on my Christopher Walken impressions.
Yeah, that was planned. It was very...
You don't think they're very good?
What are you going to do, your Cosby? Is that your next big reveal about your really innovative impressions?
I will not do my Bill.
So, and then I would sleep with, I guess, Sam Jackson and then leave the Wolf alone.
She's going to murder the Wolf?
Yeah. You know, and then, well, fuck, if we murder the Wolf, who cleans up the body? Pandora's box right there.
Interesting situation you got yourself into, Robin.
Catch 22. But yeah, I think that's what I'd do. All right, so yours, I'll give you, this is the, yeah, all the characters. What if it's between the cab driver, Honey Bunny, and the drug addict girlfriend? But it's not that actress that you like. It's the drug addict girlfriend who's like really into a lot of drugs.
And Honey Bunny?
Uh-huh.
Well, all right. So I'm going to murder Honey Bunny. Okay. This is right off the bat. I'm not marrying or having sex with her. Made that decision real easy for me.
Think about your life if you're married
to
that drug addict.
I'm not married to the drug addict, but I'm definitely banging her.
Okay, so you're marrying the scary-ass cab driver.
Better than marrying a heroin addict.
But Honey Bunny, you could probably control.
Why do I want to control? I don't want that anywhere near me. Ever.
All right.
There you go. Pulp Fiction. All right. Epic episode.
Yep.
Epic episode for an epic movie. And check out Django Unchained coming to theaters on
some date.
December 25th, Christmas.
All right, bye.